And our penultimate day talking about gestures, expressions and mannerisms helping you to get the better broadcast, podcast and voice over voice. Choosing the right gesture. Yeah, that's the subject for today in our episode 444. If you're nervous, and there's more coming on nerves and stress and mic fright a little bit later on in a couple of months' time, it may be that you suffer from expression suppression. The life drains from your presentation. You become stiff and starchy. It's the last bit of the fight, flight or freeze trio of possible automatic physiological responses to a threatening event. You're not going to fight the feeling of stress. You're not going to flee from the studio, but the freeze is still a possibility. And if this is the case, then you need to think how you can deliberately build appropriate gestures into your content. This will not only help you look natural and sound natural, it'll help you feel natural as well. You'll be almost tricking your brain into thinking, okay, these gestures are usually what I do with these kind of words, so things must be less scary than I thought, so I can relax. So how do you re-engage with expressions? How do you judge which gesture is right? When you're relaxed, gestures come naturally. So analyse what you do in various situations when you're not thinking about it. When you're out having fun with friends after football, what do you do with your face? What is your pose when you're pleading with police about the problems with your tyre pressure? When you're home with your honey, what do you do with your hands? Gloss over that one. My point is, monitor the mannerisms in the moment. So when you need to read with ease, instead of a freeze, you can take possession with rehearsed and appropriate expression. When you're less stressed and more comfortable with your story and situation, you can forget about the gestures. That may be a funny thing to say in this section, but what I mean is that you'll be able to think about communicating, not about what your hands are doing. Your body will be naturally reflecting what you're saying, so the audience will better understand, not just be watching your hands. From London, I'm Peter Stewart.